Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Champions Club and Alex Box Stadium, LSU baseball, just wrapped up their first practice of the spring. And joining us now is Coach Paul Maneri. Coach, how'd the first one go?
I thought it went great, Christian. We got an awful lot accomplished. It's always an exciting day, the first day of official practice. This is now a common start date across the country, so all the schools get to start practicing in earnest today. And, you know, traditionally we have our media day, and there were quite a few members of the media here, including yourself. And, you know, for our new players, it's kind of an eye-opening experience for them. And they get to put on their game uniforms for the first time, and we go out there. We had a few people watching practice tonight, and it was really a crisp practice. We'd got a lot of good stuff done. I thought our pitching looked outstanding today. Cole Henry and Jaden Hill, Devin Fontenot, Aaron George, Mikhail Hilliard looked pretty good. So there was a lot of good things today, and Zach Mathis hit a home run. We had a few good
events. I was just talking about him earlier on the show. As every player I talked to, in particular pitchers, they all said Hack Mathis. They're calling him Hack Mathis, but Zach Mathis was the new face that kind of has caught people's attention.
Well, I talked about him today at the press conference, and I said, you know, that I thought he'd be our three-hole hitter, and that he really made an impression once he got here in the fall. He really stood out, and I think he's an everyday player, and he showed a little glimpse of that today in our first day of practice. So all in all, I call it a very successful first day. 3 weeks from today is opening night.
Yeah, I know you're excited about that. Indiana will be here before you know it. 13 veteran starting pitchers returning. Three guys that are new, all lefties. I know that's something you certainly welcome because you didn't have any lefties last year. But before we talk about them, just is this the deepest veteran staff you've had, do you think?
Well, it could be, potentially. I mean, we've got a lot of guys that have pitched a lot of innings for us. Trent Wittmeyer, Matthew Beck, Devin Fontenot. You know, the bullpen, I think, is going to be solid. Maybe not spectacular, but solid. You add Jaden Hill in there, it's got a chance to be solid. His first inning was pretty special tonight. He was throwing 94 miles an hour and looked very crisp. You know, our starting rotation that we talked about today, the potential of Cole Henry and Landon Marceau, A.J. Labus, Eric Walker. I mean, those are all guys that have pitched at this level before and been successful. So, you know, it could, you know, if they pitch up to their potential, everybody stays healthy, you know, we play good defense behind them, I think we have a chance to have a pretty good staff.
Something else you talked about in the press conference that I think was interesting. I tried to explain it, didn't do a very good job, but the sleeve that these pitchers can wear now that helps you guys basically determine if they're at higher risk for injury, if you could just talk about that and explain
it. Yeah, it's a really cool thing. You know, today's modern age, technology is so vital in our game, so prevalent in our game, and it's silly for us not to use it. So our outstanding medical trainer, Corey Couture, introduced us to this MOTUS sleeve. It's called MOTUS, and it's got some kind of a gadget in the elbow that gauges the vulnerability, so to speak, of the elbow and whether or not it's at risk. But it really, what it does is collects data very similar to the data that comes off our TrackMan device that's up on the press box, and it goes into a computer and it spits out a number that on each player. And if it's in a certain range, then theoretically he's not at risk. If it's outside of that range, he's more at risk, and therefore we have to shut him down, not let him pick up a ball that day or limit how many throws he makes, that type of thing. I don't know if it's the end all. I don't know if it's going to work exactly the way we hope it does, but I can tell you this, in the fall, the pitchers all had probably the best velocity they've had in any fall we've gone through in 14 years. Nobody got hurt, and the pitchers pitched well. So if we can take that and carry it into the spring, successful situation using that sleeve. Now, tonight the pitchers all wore it while they pitched, but I don't know that they'll wear it going forward. But I was asking Corey about it. He tells me that the data that they can collect from our TrackMan device is the same data, so he can still spew out the numbers that tell you if they're in the range that they're supposed to be.
So real time during the game, if they were to wear it, you guys could see it.
Yeah, but it's all the same data. He was telling me that even without the sleeve, we can input the data into the computer, and it can still spew out the number to tell us whether or not a pitcher's at risk or not. So, this stuff is so technical. It's way over my head.
It's Christian, over my head,
but,
too.
But as long as the kids stay healthy, pitch well, I'll be happy.
11th ranking for you guys. There's six of the top 11 teams.
From the
SEC in the top 11. I guess it just speaks to how difficult it is to navigate this league.
Somebody asked me a question during the press conference. Like, it's like they raised the bar, and I kind of chuckled. I didn't realize they raised the bar. It's been this way every year that I've been here. I referred back to the first year that Texas A&M was in the league. I can't remember exactly what year that was, maybe 13 or 14. Six of the seven teams from the SEC West were in the top 10 that year. Remember, Arkansas was number one. We were somewhere in the top 10. We ended up winning the Western Division, ended up winning the overall regular season, made it to Omaha. So it doesn't really matter which order they're all in. All it's basically saying is there's a lot of good teams in the SEC, which is the way it is every year. You wouldn't want it any other way.
How has the landscape of college baseball changed since the dominant era of Skip Bertman in terms of teams investing, universities investing money in baseball?
Well, that's exactly what's happened, Christian, because of what Skip did here at LSU. I think a lot of administrators around the country, or particularly in the SEC, realize that if they make an investment in their baseball programs with facilities, with coaches, with budgets, and so forth, that you could have a really good program. It might even become self-sufficient financially, but at minimum, you can have a baseball program that your community, your school community, or the city that you live in can be very proud of. You know, when Skip was coaching, there were, he'll admit to you, there were teams that didn't take college baseball serious. And I think because of what happened here in Baton Rouge, the fans started coming to the games, the revenue started pouring in, the team became self-sufficient financially. That caused the Vanderbilts and the Kentuckys and the Georgias and everybody else to take baseball seriously. And so what you end up having is a league from top to bottom that anybody can beat anybody. And that's why I call the SEC the major leagues of college baseball. You know, the best teams in the major leagues still lose 60 games a year.
Yeah.
The worst teams win 60 games a year. So it's the same way in the SEC. Anybody can beat anybody on a given day. So, you have to recruit like crazy to give yourself a chance to compete against these other teams. And then you got to go out on a given day and now play them in order to win.
You already have a national champion on your team, freshman Mo Hampton
yeah.
Jr. What do you expect out of him?
Well, Mo thinks college sports are easy. You know, he's never experienced losing a game. They won a national championship in his first semester. I've been asked the question a lot of times. I've joked about it today at the mm-hmm. press conference. You know, I'm pumping gas. The guy on the other side of the pump will look around the pump and say, "Coach, are you going to do what Coach O did this year?" I go into a store. "Coach, you going to do what Coach O did this year?" I've heard it 15 times, since the Monday night. So this morning I thought, well, yeah, I'm going to do better than Coach O did. I guarantee we're going to win more than 15
right,
games
right.
this year. Of course, everybody's talking about national championship and so forth. And, that's our goal every year here, Christian. You know that. If we don't go to Omaha, then, it's a substandard season for us. If we can
– their motion sensor, yeah. The light's just going out.
That's okay. If if we get to Omaha, we want to win when we get there. So, that's going to be our goal every year. That's who we are, and we embrace the challenge. We love it. Some years the breaks go your way, and sometimes by a razor's edge we come up short, and those are disappointing years that gnaw at you forever. But Mo Hampton is going to be a good part of our team. He's a great athlete. He's a wonderful human being. He's a little rusty for baseball because he hasn't played in so long. So he's got to catch up with the other guys. He's seeing fastballs coming in there today against Cole Henry at 94 miles an hour. And, he hadn't seen that in a long time. So you can imagine he's not going to go out there and just start smoking line drives every time. I told him the other day, don't get discouraged. I watched Mikey Matuk as a freshman in these preseason scrimmages strike out 10 consecutive times. and he turned out to be a pretty good ball player for us. So, you know, not to panic. He's a good athlete. He's going to play good defense in center field, and eventually he hit one long but foul tonight against one of the pitchers. So it's in there. He's just going to need some time.
Hayden Travinsky, I was watching him take some BP.
Yeah, he's
and the ball
a strong
jumps,
man.
The ball jumps off of that young man's bat.
He's a strong man, and he's not afraid. I'll tell you, he got in the game tonight, too. He had a good swing against Cole Henry, got a base hit, and then against, remember if it was Storrs or Jaden Hill, he crushed one to deep right center field as well. Cabrera caught it, but it was hit extremely well. Yeah, Hayden's a strong kid. He's not afraid. He gets his money's worth, and he's going to fight for some playing time, there's no doubt.
LSU coach Paul Menard, thanks so much for the visit, and hope to talk to you a lot during the season. Thanks again.
All right,
again.
Christian. Thanks for being here today. Yep.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.